Hey everyone, this is Paul Olenek, Microsoft SharePoint MVP and a Director of Product Strategy at AvePoint. Today I want to talk to you for a minute about the Hide from Dell feature in Office 365. This is a topic that I've seen come up a number of times on different Yammer boards and discussion groups, and I thought I'd just spend a couple of minutes talking about what is Hide from Dell, why is it important to you, and how does it work. So first we should probably talk about what is Dell and why do I need to hide anything from it. So before we do that, let's even talk about what the Office Graph is. Dell is built on top of this thing called the Office Graph. I think about the Office Graph as an underlying service in Office 365 that is responsible for cataloging interactions. Interactions between a user and a document, and interactions between users and other users. Now, the Office Graph takes all that information and it applies some machine learning and analysis, and it stores it in a way so that we can ask questions of the Office Graph. You can ask questions like, what's trending around me? Or what's trending around another person? And when I say that, I mean, what are the documents that the people that are closest in proximity to them, both organizationally and in terms of who they interact with, what are those people working on? What's trending around them? Or you can ask things like, what are the things I've been working on most recently? What are the things that my manager has been working on most recently? Things like that. And if you sort of combine these different things that you can ask them, you can come up with very, very powerful applications like Delve. So Delve is built right into Office 365, and I'll just click onto my Delve home screen here. And Delve is an amazing example of what you can do with the Office Graph. So there's this really beautiful interface with these cards, and what these cards represent are documents, and they're being surfaced to me because Delve and the Office Graph believe that they're the most relevant documents to me. So I can come to this screen and things will automatically bubble up to me if they're important, right? And it's done by querying the Office Graph. So a lot of customers are very excited about this, and it was a highly anticipated feature and people are really starting to use it. But some folks are also concerned, right? If information is automatically bubbling up in front of people, how do we keep sensitive content from bubbling up in front of those people? So what if I have a particular document that I want to prevent from popping up on anybody's Delve screen? These are the types of questions that customers were asking, and Microsoft has provided a solution to us. So let me show you an example. This is my Office 365 tenant, and I have a document in here called a sensitive document. If only documents were labeled this clearly in the real world, we might not need something like this. But this is a document that I'm working on. I need to have it in this team site to share it with the individuals that have access here, but I don't want it popping up onto anybody's Delve homepage. In order to prevent that, there are some pretty quick steps. I go directly to the document library, and I am going to add a column. And I'm going to call this column Hide from Delve. And I'm going to make it a yes, no checkbox item. I'll give it a little description. Prevent this document from showing up in Delve. And I'm going to leave the default value set to no. Otherwise, anything in this document library will be prevented from showing up in Delve. And I'd rather go to each item and prevent it. So now that I've added this new column, I'm going to edit the properties of this document. And I'm going to set the new Hide from Dell field to true. Now, the next time that this content is crawled by the search crawler, it will be removed from Delve. It'll be prevented from showing up. That has not happened yet, so I'll just show you really quickly that that this is showing up in Delve at the moment. And so I'm going to wait for a couple of minutes, and once the search crawl is done, we'll see that it won't show up anymore. Okay, a few minutes have passed, and we're going to try our search again. I'm going to search for the word sensitive. And that document no longer shows up. Right? We had the a sensitive document no longer showing up there. So our hide from Delph flag seems to have worked. And I'll just kind of try to show you really quickly how that works. If we take a look at the network traffic here, I'm just going to reload the page. If we look inside the response for this particular JavaScript file, and if I do a search from hide from Delph, if you see this little highlighted area here, this is the beginning of our query against the Office Graph. So the very first thing that the query says to the Office Graph is, if hide from Delph does not contain the word true, right? So it's filtering out things that have been set hide from Delph equals true first. It also holds, you can see right next to that, that it's filtering out things that are on hold and a number of other things, and then it goes on to include specific file types and so forth. But we can see just kind of generally how that mechanism works. We're adding a column with a flag that says hide from Delph equals true, and then when Delph makes the call to the Office Graph, it filters that out before it shows any of the results. Okay, so we've seen it's pretty easy to hide a document from Delph, but you've probably maybe already started to spot some limitations with this feature. It's a nice feature to, again, hide individual documents, maybe a handful of documents, a handful of sites, something like that. But at a large scale, I could see this being a little bit difficult to implement in a real sort of enterprise type of way. So one thing to consider is that it's only hiding things from Delph. So if you remember in the beginning of this talk, I mentioned Delph is built on top of this thing called the Office Graph. That hide from Delph mechanism only applies to Delph. If you build another application, say a custom application that's querying the Office Graph, it won't necessarily honor that hide from Delph field unless that application was programmed to do so. So really important to remember, it's hide from Delph, not hide from the Office Graph. The second thing is, from a manageability standpoint, this could be a little bit tough, right? So I went and manually added that column to an existing document library. But if I have thousands of sites and site collections and who knows how many document libraries, how can I ensure that this column is present in all of those? And not only the ones that exist today, but document libraries that get created in the future as well. So that's something that you would have to think through. There is an enforcement challenge, right? So I can, as an administrator, make sure that column exists, and I could perhaps even set it to yes or no for documents that I might think are sensitive, but there's nothing to prevent somebody with edit access to that document from simply flipping it back. So from an enforcement standpoint, it's not really designed to hold up. And the last thing that I would say is that it sure would be nice if this was an automatic feature. So think about some of the new DLP capabilities that are built into Office 365, where we can recognize PII, social security numbers, and things like that, and take action on that. If one of those actions was turn on the hide from Delph switch, I think that would be a really nice automatic capability. Today, to overcome any of those challenges, you're looking at doing some custom development or reaching out to third parties to try to solve those. I hope this has been helpful. Feel free to reach out with me by any of the means listed on the screen. Thanks for watching.